بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We seek the help of God, who is the absolute perfect being. To him alone belong all the excellent qualities and the perfect attributes. The main ones amongst which are that he is Rahman, meaning that his rahmah and love and mercy reach out to each and everything in the universe for every moment of its existence, and that he is Rahim, meaning that his extra love and mercy and rahmah are directed specifically to those amongst us who believe in him and who follow his guidance. This audio cassette is being produced by the Tabligh subcommittee of the Shia Ithna Ashari Jama'a of Dar es Salaam as an educational aid. The purpose is to explain the significance and the meaning of some of the acts of worship that we are required to perform on a daily basis. Essentially, mankind is created by the All-Wise, the Beneficent, and the All-Cognizant Lord for the purpose of perfection. In order to achieve this higher goal in life of perfection, the all-loving, all-kind, all-merciful Lord has instructed us to perform certain acts of worship. Because God is all-wise, we know for sure that whatever He instructs us to do, therefore, has a purpose. It is not meaningless because he is full of wisdom. Secondly, because he is beneficent, we are sure that whatever he commands us to do and whatever is the purpose of that command, it is for our betterment. It is for our development and our improvement toward our perfection. And thirdly, because we know he's all cognizant and all knowing, whatever method and procedure he would suggest and he would recommend for the performance of the act of worship would definitely be the best possible method. And therefore, we need to understand the purpose and the meaning behind the acts of worship that we perform on a daily basis. For example, the wudu and the salah. Furthermore, we should also appreciate that man, as a total person, is made up not only of his physical body, but he also has a mind which can think and understand. And in addition to the body and the mind, he also has a heart that can feel and experience spiritual states. And hence, because God the Creator has not only made the body, but has also made the mind, and also the heart, therefore, every act of worship will necessarily have a meaning beyond the physical aspect, a meaning which relates to the mind, and a meaning which is associated with the heart. So the purpose of this cassette would be trying to explain some of these meanings. Let us start with the act of worship of wudu. God the Almighty, in the Holy Quran, in Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse number 6, He instructs us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O those who believe, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, whenever you rise up toward prayer, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, then you must wash your face. That's the first step. وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, and the second step is that you must wash your hands, including the elbows. And the third step is وَمْسَحُوا بِرْؤُوسِكُمْ, and you must wipe a part of your head. And the fourth step is وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, and you must wipe your feet till your ankles. These four steps mentioned in this verse talk about the physical part of this act of worship of wudu. But then, as we mentioned, that man does not only have a body, but beyond the body he has a mind by which he thinks and understands. And along with the body and the mind, he has a heart that can feel and experience spiritual states. And therefore we need to discover and understand what is the meaning behind the physical act of washing the face, one, of washing the hands, two, of wiping the head, three, and of wiping the feet, four. One of the best ways to discover the deeper meaning of this act of worship is to think carefully over the recommendations that have been made to us by our spiritual masters and elders, namely our Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. They have instructed us to carry out this act of worship at each step with the recitation of specific dua. If we think over the meanings of this dua, it would help us understand better the deeper meaning of this physical act of worship. Consider the first dua which we have been recommended to recite when we see water for the first time before we perform wudu. The dua states, Alhamdulillahilladhi, praise be to God, the one who is the all perfect being, and therefore whatever he does is perfection. Alladhi ja'ala al-ma'a tahura, God is the one who has made water a means of purification. So the first meaning that we ought to think about when we look at water before we perform wudu is that God has created this universe with a purpose, and the purpose is to achieve perfection. And part of that process of achieving perfection is to have a means of purification, and water has been created by God for that purpose. And I am thanking Him, and I am praising Him, and I am bowing down in front of Him in order to express my appreciation for the perfection that He has made for me. Not only that, I declare, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ نَجِسَ. And praise be to the Lord, He has not made this water impure. He has allowed me a means and a method to cleanse myself, to purify myself, to get closer to Him, to become a better person. And I thank Him for that. And that's the first step. The second dua, which we have been urged to recite, is when we take the water into our hands and cleanse our hands before starting the act of wudu. And dua states, Bismillahi wa billahi, which means that I'm now beginning to act and perform. But the strength and the power that I have in order to perform this act, that strength and that power I get from my Lord. And I declare this understanding and this belief of mine. Bismillahi, I do it with the help of God. Wa billahi, and I do it through the power given to me by God. And then next, the dua tells us that we must say, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin. O Lord, O my God, make me from amongst those who are repentant. Which means the dua is asking us to appreciate the deeper meaning of looking at water and using water not only for the purpose of cleansing and purifying our physical body, but because man also has a mind which can think and understand, and because man has also a heart that can think and that can feel and experience the spiritual states, that the water should also become a means for purifying our thoughts and also a means for cleansing our heart. And the process and the means by which to do that is tawbah. So, O Lord, make me from amongst those who are the repentant ones. Not only that, the dua continues to tell us, وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And O Lord, make me from amongst those who seek purification. It's not enough to be repentant, because repentance means A, I acknowledge and I admit that I've made a mistake in my past. B, I feel bad about myself. I feel terribly sorry for the errors and the mistakes that I've committed. And C, I want to change. I want to improve. I want to develop. And the way to develop is, after I cleanse my past, I want to become a better person in the future. That means I continue and I am determined to continue on a path of self-purification. The third dua which we have been urged to recite before we start wudu is Allahumma laqini hujjati yawma alqaak. O my Lord, as I put this water in my mouth, and as I gargle my mouth, and as I physically cleanse my mouth, O my Lord, help me prepare myself in the hereafter when I shall meet you, and help me provide with the necessary proof and the necessary witnesses on the day when I shall meet you. Not only that, وأطلق لساني بذكراك. Oh my Lord, as I physically cleanse my mouth by gargling with this pure, life-giving water, on the day of judgment, when I meet you, allow me and facilitate for me to be in your constant remembrance, in your constant presence. So this dua directs us toward the deeper meaning of washing our mouth by reminding us that we should cleanse our mouth from speaking any words that take us away from the remembrance of God. And once that is done, we should help this clean mouth and use it only for the remembrance of God. Be it when we meet our friends, be it when we meet our family, be it when we meet our citizens in the community and the country in which we stay. The fourth dua we've been urged to recite before starting the act of wudu is when we put water into our nose three times. We are to recite, اللهم لا تحرم علي ريح الجنة. O my Lord, do not deny me the special fragrance of paradise. This dua reminds us that there are certain acts and certain types of character which prevent a person from experiencing the pleasure and the joy of paradise even from a distance, which means the individual has performed actions or has developed beliefs or has cultivated a character which has distanced himself so much from the purity of the pleasure of the paradise, that this dua is teaching us to avoid this particular lifestyle. Not only that, the dua says, وَاجْعَلْنِي مِمَّنْ يَشَّمُّ رِيحَهَا وَرَوْحَهَا وَطِيبَهَا. O my Lord, make me amongst those who can experience the fragrance of paradise and the sweetness of paradise and the perfume of paradise. This dua reminds us that as we wash our nose with the pure water, we should also realize that we have an inner nose, a spiritual nose which can sense the spiritual fragrance and perfume and sweetness of the garden of paradise. A garden whose fruits will be the result of the seeds that we sow in this world. The seeds of good actions, the seeds of correct beliefs, the seeds of a virtuous character will then fruitify into the garden of paradise, whose sweetness, whose perfume, and whose fragrance can only be tasted and experienced by the spiritual nose. O our Lord, make our nose, when we wash it with our pure water, make our nose also to be able to experience that spiritual fragrance. The next step in the wudu is then to start washing our face. The dua we are urged to recite as we wash our face with water is Allahumma bayyid wajhi yawma taswaddu fihi alwujuh. O my Lord, brighten my face on the day when other faces will become dark and black. وَلَا تُسَوِّدْ وَجْهِ. And O my Lord, do not make my face dark and black. يَوْمَ, on that day, تَبْيَضُّ فِيهِ الْوُجُوهُ. On the day when other faces will become bright and shining. So as we apply water on our faces, we are taught to remind ourselves that there lies ahead of us a day when some faces will become bright and other faces will become dark. That means we ought to remind ourselves that the day of judgment is the day when the truth and the reality of every individual will come out clearly. That means we ought to remind ourselves that inside our physical being and inside our physical face, there is an inner face that we are building, that we are constructing, and that we are shaping and painting through our A's and B's and C's, through our correct actions, through our correct beliefs, and through our virtuous character. We are shaping and painting an inner face which is hidden from other people and from ourselves in this world, but an inner face that will come out on that day when all truth and all reality will manifest itself. Oh my Lord, as I wash my face with the pure water today in wudu, help me to shape and paint my inner face in such a way that on the day when the truth comes out, my face will be bright and shining and not dark and not black. The next step in wudu is to wash our right hand. And the dua we are urged to recite then is, Allahumma, O my Lord, a'atini kitabi biyamini. First of all, on the day of judgment, give the book of my records in my right hand. Second of all, وَالْخُلْدَ فِي الْجِنَانِ بِيَسَارِ. And give me the permanent stay in the paradise in my left hand. And thirdly, وَحَاسِبْنِي حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. And take my account in a simple and quick manner. This dua teaches us to think and to understand the basic reality that in this world, every action of ours, every belief of ours, and every character is in the constant process of being recorded in some sort of a permanent record. A record which is not available and visible to us in this world, but a record which is accurate and which will be clearly available and visible to us on the Day of Judgment. But this record will be given to some people in their left hand to symbolize that they have done all the wrong actions, professed the wrong beliefs, and developed the wrong character. And to some other people, it would be given in their right hands to symbolize that they performed the right actions, they professed the right beliefs, and they developed the right character. This dua tells us that as we wash our right hands, O Lord, prepare us to make our records a good record, which would then deserve us to receive it in our right hand. And secondly, we're praying in this dua to be able to receive the permission for permanent stay in paradise. That means the actions which are good we ought to perform in an uninterrupted, continuous, permanent manner, and that means the belief that we profess should be unshakable and permanent, and that means that the character that we develop should be unchangeable and permanent, and hence we would deserve to receive the permission for permanent stay in paradise. And thirdly, as we wash our right hand, we also pray that our accounting should be quick and simple. Essentially, the accounting of those people would be difficult and prolonged if in this world they had committed deliberate mistakes and they had consciously rebelled and sinned against God. So basically, as we wash our right hands, we are reminding ourselves that in order to make sure our accounting in the hereafter is quick and simple, in this world we should make sure that we have guarded ourselves and we have monitored ourselves. In fact, we have taken account and a reckoning of ourselves in this world, of our actions, of our beliefs, and of our character, in such a manner that when we arrive on the day of judgment, there is the minimum of the wrong deeds and actions, the minimum of the incorrect beliefs, and the minimum of the immoral character, and hence our accounting would be quick and simple. Next, in the process of wudu, we are to wash our left hand. And the dua we are instructed to recite at that time is, Allahumma, O my Lord, la tu'atini kitabi bishimali. Do not give my book of records in my left hand. That means the dua is teaching us to remember that on the day of judgment, there will be some people whose actions have been incorrect, whose beliefs have been wrong, and whose character would have been immoral, and therefore their book of records will be given in their left hand. And so we pray to our Lord, do not make us amongst those who will receive their book of records in their left hands. Secondly, the dua teaches us as we wash our left hands, وَلَا مِن وَرَاءِ ظَهْرِي. O my Lord, on the day of judgment, do not give the book of records behind my back. This part of the dua teaches us that there will be some people who, because in this world they turn their backs toward the laws and the commands of God, and therefore they perform the evil actions and profess the wrong beliefs and develop the immoral character, they would be given their book of records from behind their backs. And thirdly, the dua teaches us as we wash our left hand, وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِي. And O my Lord, do not make it chained to my neck. This is to remind us that there will be some people who, because of their arrogance and their rebellion, God would imprison them and punish them by chaining their book of records and their hands to their necks as a punishment. O my Lord, make me not amongst these rebellious, arrogant people. And fourthly, as we wash our left hands, the dua teaches us to say, وأعوذ بك من مقطعات النيران. And oh my Lord, I seek your protection from the pieces of fire from burning me. This part of the dua instructs us to remember that in the day of judgment, there will be no fire save that which we ignite and we light by our own actions. The fire will burn because we performed evil acts. The fire will burn because our beliefs were incorrect. The fire will burn because our character has been immoral. And we seek the protection of God from the pieces of fire that would burn us. The next part of wudu is to wipe our heads. And the dua we've been instructed to recite at that time is Allahumma, O my Lord, ghashini, shower on me and envelop me, rahmataka, your mercy, wa barakatik, and your blessings. This part of the dua teaches us that we should develop our character to such a degree of perfection, and that we should improve and strengthen our beliefs to such a degree of perfection, and that we should improve our actions to such a degree of correctness that we then deserve to receive from the unlimited source and treasure of the divine mercy, we then deserve to receive and to be showered, in fact to be enveloped with his mercy, not only temporarily but with his blessings permanently and continuously. The next part of the wudu is to wipe our feet till the ankles. At that time we are instructed to recite the following dua. Allahumma, O my Lord, thabbitni ala sirat, make me move firmly on the sirat and the bridge which will cross over the fire of hell. Yawma tazillu fihi al-aqdam, on the day when other feet would tremble and slip and perhaps even fall into the fire of hell. This part of the dua teaches us that all of us in this world are undergoing a journey toward perfection. Perfection will appear in the Day of Judgment in the form of the permanent paradise. But the journey has to cross over a path, and that path is of righteous deeds, correct beliefs, and a morally upright character. At every moment of our lives, we are required to perform the correct deed. We are required to profess the right belief. We are required to develop the moral character. And that is our straight path. To the extent that we do these three things correctly, to that extent we would be moving on the straight path. To that extent we would remain firm on the day of judgment, when this straight path will appear in the form of sirat. If we slip and fail to perform the correct deed in this world, then on the day of judgment we slip from the sirat into Jahannam. If we falter in our correct beliefs at any moment in our lives in this world that on the day of judgment we would slip on the Sirat and fall down into Jahannam. If we fail to develop the right moral character at any point in our lives in this world, then on the day of judgment, when the reality will manifest itself, we would also slip on the Sirat and fall into Jahannam. Basically, therefore, this dua is asking God to give us the strength to be firm in our correct actions, right beliefs, and moral characters on our journey toward perfection in this world. Secondly, the dua at the time when we wipe our feet says, وَجْعَلْ سَعِي فِي مَا يُرْضِيكَ عَنِّي يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And O my Lord, make my effort and struggle toward that which will make you pleased with me. Which means, O my Lord, in every action that I perform, in every belief that I profess, and in every character that I develop and inculcate, my motive, my aim, my purpose, my goal should be to achieve that level of perfection whereby you and you alone will be pleased with me. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, O the one of the highest majesty, but at the same time, O the one of the most widest generosity. At this point, having completed all the acts of wudu, we make the final conclusive prayer, which says, Allahumma, O my Lord, inni as'aluka, I beseech and pray humbly to you, tamam al-wudu, accept my wudu to be a complete one, for which you will reward me out of your generosity, wa tamam as-salah, and this wudu was a preparation for prayers, accept my prayers to be a complete one, وَتَمَامَ رِضْوَانِكَ وَالْجَنَّةِ, and above all I pray to make my achievement for your pleasure a complete one, and finally the entry toward into Jannah a final one. Having completed the act of worship of wudu, and before proceeding for Salah, it is recommended that the worshipper recite the Adhan, which is basically a declaration and an announcement both to the world and to himself of the basic tenets of faith. Allahu Akbar, which is to be recited 4 times. According to some scholars, this is an indication that, first of all, God is greater than all my physical personal powers. Secondly, it's an announcement that God, in fact, is greater than all my psychic and spiritual powers. Thirdly, it's a declaration that God is greater than all the physical forces of the universe. And fourthly, it's an announcement that God is greater than all the spiritual and unseen forces and energies of the universe. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, which means I testify that in this entire universe there is no power and entity that deserves to be worshipped and to be thanked and to be followed and loved other than Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, which means I testify that surely Muhammad is the messenger of God. Which means that I, with my mind, has a limited capacity to understand all the secrets of the universe which are necessary for me to achieve my perfection. And therefore I believe that this perfect man, Muhammad, has achieved such a high level of perfection that God has selected him to receive the special message for my success. أشهد أن عليا أمير المؤمنين ولي الله. I testify that surely Ali is the leader of the faithful, and he indeed is the successor of the Prophet by virtue of him being the chosen servant of God, which means that Ali is the perfect being after the Holy Prophet, who has been charged with the task of safeguarding and of propagating the faith. Hayya ala salah, which is an announcement and a declaration to everyone else, hasten toward prayer. In fact, it's a declaration to my own physical senses and my spiritual senses, hasten toward prayer. Hayya ala al-falah, an announcement to all the believers in the community, hasten toward that which is the guarantor of your success in this life and the next. It's an announcement to my own physical and spiritual senses also. Abandon all activity, hasten toward that which is necessary for your success. Hayya ala khayril amal, an announcement to the public and an announcement to my own person, my physical and spiritual powers, that I should hasten toward that act which is the best act guaranteed for my perfection. Allahu Akbar, and I announce again that God is greater than all the physical and spiritual powers of my person and all the physical and spiritual powers of the universe. La ilaha illallah, I declare and announce that in this entire universe there is no power or entity who deserves to be loved and thanked and worshipped and obeyed other than Allah. And now I am fully ready in my physical and spiritual state to go and present myself before my Lord.